We're celebrating Veterans Day this week. And so what I want you to do, if you served in any branch of the military, I would like you to stand and tell us, you know, what branch you served in, what years you served, and you know, like where it was that you served those years. So, and I'm going to do my best to run around and hold this up so people can hear you. So all that served in our military forces, would you please stand at this time? Let's give them a hand, folks. So, state your name and where you served and what years you served.
Ray Cohen, Army, 80 to 89, and Fort Riley, Kansas, Germany, Hawaii, and Alabama.
Wow. Wow. By the way, we have some gifts coming, so know that... Jim?
Yeah, Jim Bartlett from Navy, 62 to 65.
62 to 65, huh? All right, whoops, that was my fault, sorry.
Kirk Stevenson, Fort Bragg, 2002 to 2004.
You want me next?
Go for it.
I'm Jay Sterling. I served in the United States Air Force from 1965 to 1969 and also in the National Guard in Wisconsin from 1970 through 71, I believe it was. Anyway, I served, when I was in the Air Force, I served 18 months in Tripoli, Libya, and 10 months in Nha Khon Phnom, Thailand during the Vietnam War.
Thank you, Jay.
Homer May, Air Force, aerial gunner in Korea, 51 to 55.
Thank you, sir. Doug?
Doug Nguyen. I was in the Air Force from 1980 until 86 with my reserve time and all, and I was stationed over Whiteman the whole time.
So. All right.
U.S. Navy in World War II and Korea.
Then Bill Bissell. I was in the Army 1948 to 52. I spent first year in Airborne, 3 years in St. Louis.
Good job.
Martin Holgate, U.S. Air Force, 1950 to 1954, stateside.
James Wills, U.S. Army, 1963 through 65. I spent my time in Germany.
Wow.
Larry Kahn, 68 to 71, and I'm a Vietnam vet.
Larry Cole, Navy, Vietnam vet, National Guard, retired.
I'm getting there, guys.
Served under George Armstrong Custer.
1886.
All right. Race Stone, Korean War, 52, 54.
All right.
Horace Gregory, and I was in service in the United States Army and from 1952 and 19.
Earl?
United States Navy, 59 to 65.
Sure. With your mic up there?
Yeah, let's see if this works. Bill Stout, U.S. Navy from 1961 to 1964. I was on two different ships, USS Renville, the USS Allegheny County, and I got an all-expense paid Caribbean cruise while I was in there in 1962.
Did I miss anyone at all? Did everyone get a gift from us? Well, I know personally, guys, I just, it's a privilege to be your pastor. And I thank you for being willing to give your life in service of our freedom. And I just really appreciate that. Let's give him another hand. Let's pray. Dear God, you are an awesome God. And we thank you so very much for this day. This day that you've given us to glorify you, to be co-creators with you and help heal other people, to be that joy-filled presence in other people's lives. Dear God, I thank you for this day and this time that we have together. This gift of worship that you've given us, not only to fellowship together, Lord, but to come together for a common purpose, and that is to worship you, to celebrate your presence in our lives, and how you open our spirits up to your creation and your wonders that are all around us. We thank you, God, for our freedoms that have been paid for by such a high price, Lord. And we just ask all of those men and women, feel your powerful presence in their lives, both serving now and who have served in the past. We ask for your continued guidance in their lives. And as a country, God, we ask for your continued guidance in respecting what they have done for our country. We love you, God, and we just ask for your powerful anointing to be on us today. Actually, Lord, we ask for more than that. We ask for your anointing to be in us, to be through us, to anoint us in such a powerful way that all evil and negative thoughts run scared from this place, God. That you would fill this building and each of us with your powerful, healing Holy Spirit, so that we could experience you in tangible ways, Lord, today, as we worship and focus our lives upon you. Make us one with each other, Lord, and one with you. In Jesus' holy name, amen.